The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What this restaurant did is an act of service to humanity because they are putting the kibosh on Karens everywhere. There is a pizzeria that charged a woman who complained a complaint fee of $5 to her bill. And it was over the silliest, simplest reason. So she ordered a Bud Light and the server opened it on the way to the table. And originally she had wanted a Miller Light. And so her friend brought it up and made her say, like, hey, you brought me the wrong beer. And when she went to pay the tab, there was a $5 complaint fee, which they called a witching fee with a B, on the tap, and they didn't even tell her about it, just for bringing up the fact that she got the wrong beer. If you were going to get charged every time you complained, would you keep complaining or would you shut your mouth?
But this wasn't a complaint. You brought the wrong beer to the table. I ordered a Miller Lite. You brought me a Bud Light. So I'm merely pointing out, hey, that's not what I ordered. I'd like a Miller Lite, please. Because if you drink beer, you know they taste different. She didn't deserve the fee.
No, I don't. And the weird thing is, like, the person who wrote this on Reddit even said, I know when I'm a complainer and I know when I deserve that fee. I didn't deserve this fee. And at the same time, she wasn't even going to say anything about the beer mix up. Her friend pointed it out and was like, you have to say something. So she did. So to her surprise, at the end of the night, when she got the tab there, and the tab was only like $23 or something, they had tacked on an extra $5 witching fee on the tab because she complained.
It's funny. And in theory, I mean, I like it because some people do go over the top with complaining, but it's like, what constitutes a complaint that is worthy?
It's so subjective.
Yeah, it's like, it's just going to lead to debates and more arguments and more complaints, it feels like.
It's funny if it's like complaining that goes too far. And like she said, she knows when you go too far. Like when you have that Karen mode activate, you sort of feel like the Hulk, but instead of getting like big green muscles, you just get that Kate Gosselin haircut. And then you just start saying, bring me the manager! But is she... I feel gaslit into thinking that she's wrong in this situation, because if I order a crisp Sauvignon Blanc and you bring me a Chardonnay, you best believe I'm saying something.
Yeah, well, she didn't even say anything about the witching fee at the end of the night.
She paid it.
She paid it. She paid it and left.
In this economy?
No,
absolutely not. That's crazy.
That's literally what it's called on the receipt?
Yes, that's witching funny. With a B, the bad word. That's what it's called. And I kind of love the idea, honestly, but only for people who really deserve it. Yeah, like pointing out that they brought you the wrong thing. And in my mind, I think they did it to cover the cost of the beer that they had already opened.
Not
they
my could, fault. That's I know, your fault.
Yeah. I know, but I feel like that's what the restaurant did to recoup. Like they had already opened the beer, so they couldn't just switch it out. And obviously you can't serve that to somebody else. And so in my mind, but I'm like, over that kind of beer, like, we're not even talking like a bottle of Dom Perignon. It's a cheap beer. The beer probably costs less than the fee, honestly.
Oh, absolutely it does. I know for certain it does.
So are you guys pro-fee or anti-fee in general?
Anti.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy. Do what normal people do and video them acting stupid and post it online so they go viral.
You make so much more money.
Right? This reminds me of that restaurant that has the unruly kid fee. Like, if your kids misbehave at the restaurant, they tack on a $50 surcharge.
What?
$50?
That's
$50?
And it's here in Georgia. It's called, it's the Toccoa Riverside Restaurant. And we talked about this on the show. I guess it was a little while ago. But they had gone viral because a woman went, there was like multiple families with multiple kids, and they charged multiple, every single person's, because they split the bill among the families. Every family had a $50 bad kid charge.
That's insane. See, and I feel like this should go both ways, right? Like, okay, cool. You're going to charge somebody for complaining, then you should also give them a discount when you got something wrong as the restaurant, because it's not always the customer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, to be fair, this restaurant, hopefully that restaurant, if you're going to do it, have a complaint fee, then you need to have that listed on your menu, because this restaurant has it on the menu that, hey, if your kids misbehave, we're going to charge you an additional $50.
Okay, that's good. So at least you're getting a heads up. But mm-hmm. I bet people read that and they think it's a joke.
One might.
It would be funny if you complain, though, and then you get the receipt and you start complaining about the complaint, and then they go print out a new receipt.
Keep adding up.
All right, so a guy in the UK named Philip claims he was abducted by aliens, and he can give you the markings that you've also been abducted.
Oh,
all right?
God. Oh.
So I have here the signs that you've been abducted by an alien, all right? So again, Philip, who lives in the UK, said he was abducted by reptilian aliens in 1989. He says they looked like small dinosaurs. Huh. They beamed him up, stripped him naked.
We sure it was aliens?
And they also probed him, he said. But he's spoken with lots of other people.
Sounds like my Saturday.
He's spoken with lots of other people who claim they've been abducted, and he thinks a lot more of us have been, and we just don't realize it. And he has five signs. Here are your five signs that you have been abducted by aliens, but maybe you just blocked it out, right? So maybe this will open up that window of like, oh my God, I remember when those little dinosaurs came and like beamed me up. So the first sign is you have bumps under your skin. He claims aliens often leave implants under your skin. They'll show up on x-rays and could be as small as a grain of rice.
My man just needs to get some moisturizer. He's just a little, he's got some eczema.
Number two, nosebleeds. He says he had random nosebleeds for 2 years after he was abducted and probed.
Okay, safe so far.
Three, strange flashbacks. You might start remembering bits and pieces of memories your brain blocked out. Number four, missing time. Like you thought you went for a 20-minute walk, then found out you've been gone for hours. Some guy who says he's been abducted 60 times claims it happened to him in the 1980s.
No, that's just me. Anytime I turn on a Taylor Swift playlist, I'm like, what do you mean I've been at Chastain for 4 hours?
Edible could do that too.
And then,
yeah, we're learning that maybe we should just stay away from THC.
And then lastly, psychic powers. Philip claims the reptiles that took him up somehow opened his mind and left him with supernatural abilities. He now makes a living as a psychic medium.
I don't trust anything the British say. A bunch of liars with good accents.
You have one bad experience in the UK with one D-bag, and now all of a sudden, all UK dudes are bad.
That's how it works for me.
That's all.
Noted.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. Maxbond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big.